You're going to do number 21?
Chris is passing out the license sales reports here for wildlife, kind of a year-end summer report. A little embarrassed coming up to the microphone because obviously I was one up by my colleagues from the Parks Division who did a PowerPoint for you in respect to final numbers, so I'll have to, I don't have a PowerPoint, I'm going to say I was one up, so I'll have to visit with my colleagues from the Parks Division, make sure we're on the same page next time, but what you have in front of you is a summary of the year-end license sales, and bottom line is we ended up with a very strong year, very pleased on how things turned out. You know, you never know for sure going into the year when we make our license projections a year and a half in advance of what we anticipate sales are going to be. It's always somewhat of a shot in the dark, right? You just don't know what elements are in front of you, what we might encounter, and how license sales might end up. But when we look at the 2021 license sales, we're very, very, very pleased at how things ended up on the year. A couple of highlights to just signify, and we've been talking about these. In fact, we talked about them a little bit yesterday in the budget presentation as well that Director Peterson spearheaded. From the resident side, a couple of key ones I want to point out to you, the combination license sales were up from last year at about the tone of about 8%. One in particular that I do want to point out also is the junior combination. You'll see a significant decline in that. Remember, that is also a result of our streamlining the youth age requirements and actually the removal of the junior combination license moving into the future. So next year, the end of the year report won't even have junior combination licenses in there because that license is no longer valid or available. From a small game hunting, we were down just a little bit from last year, but with the increase in the combination licenses, what I would offer to you is we basically held steady or very similar numbers for small game hunting opportunities out there. The biggest one that caught our attention throughout the year, and we continue to work on this one, in particular with our communications and marketing staff, is the annual fishing licenses, where we saw about a 12,000 license sales drop from last year. Now, how much did COVID play into that is a good question, and people just wanting to really get out. We know we had superior fishing opportunities across the state, so all the reasons why that number dropped is still hard to ascertain, but that's something that we will continue to work on as we move forward here into the new year and ice fishing as well. On the non-resident side, we certainly saw some strong numbers. Small game license sales in particular went from about 64,000 last year up to 78,000 this year, a 16% increase. So that was very strong numbers there. You look at the five-day shooting preserve, another small game hunting opportunity there, that was up almost 4,000 in license sales from last year. And again, as we've described to you, that was certainly following suit from what we were hearing from preserve operators from across the state. Annual fishing license sales were up by about 4,027%. Really strong numbers there, again, has to do, I believe, with South Dakota being open and also our great fishing opportunities that we saw in the Missouri River in the northeast and eastern part of the state as well. When you look at the grand totals there, that's really the main thing I want to point out from 2021 comparison to 2020. We're up by just a little under $2 million in overall license sales. So it ended up being a very strong, positive year overall license sales. At the very bottom there is the habitat stamp dollars, and we talked about this yesterday a little bit as well. We anticipate or would expect on average of about $5.5 million based on history of license sales, and you can see year-end license sales would have been right at about $5.4 million that would come in from habitat stamp sales between residents and non-residents combined. And we talked about those habitat stamp projects, game production areas, access opportunities, and aquatic habitat projects that we'll be working on that we have concluded and continue to use those dollars for those specific projects. So all in all, again, commissioners, it was a great year from license sales. We hope to continue that trend. We'll continue to work on getting that word out and providing those opportunities, and hopefully 2022 will be as strong, if not stronger, and continue those trends moving forward. So With that, I'd sure try to answer any questions you may have, but thank all the staff, licensing department, communications, marketing, all of our biological staff, management staff. All their efforts combined are an end result of seeing more license sales and more opportunities out there for our hunters and anglers, both residents and non-residents alike. Mr. Chairman?
Anybody have any questions for Tom on that?
Very good. Thank you, sir.
So I would anticipate then on the annual fishing side, we'll see some increased marketing effort directed towards getting those folks reactivated and brought back.
Mr. Chairman, I'd probably have Emily jump up here and allude to some of that, but I know Emily Keel and the communication marketing staff and all of their staff are working with our fishery staff and tourism as well, and not only working on marketing and getting the word out on pheasant hunting, but also including fishing opportunities as well. They're putting their plans together and their overall approach, and we are certainly going to see a heightened level of awareness marketing on the fishing side as well, again, for both resident and non-resident alike. And if we could, also put together some more the next meeting, an information item as to what some of those pieces and overall approach would look like, if that would be a desire of the commission to see that.
I'm not going to get into micromanaging, but I mean, ARCH, those efforts hopefully have been launched and are
absolutely.
Anyway, I'm sure that we're in good hands. Okay, so
they're working on it and having things in place already.
Very well. Thanks so much.